Welcome to our Step Into God's Missions podcast series. Throughout this series, we will explore God's heart for the whole world and the people He created. For the next few weeks, we will be learning about people God used to spread His love from the Old Testament of the Bible. We will do this by taking a step, stopping to be in the presence of God, talking about a discussion question, exploring a passage from God's Word, and praising God through prayer. Let's start by stopping our busy schedules to be with God. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out while we listen to Genesis 7:1.
The Lord said to Noah, "Go in the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation."
In just a moment, I want you to press pause while you talk about this discussion question. What would it be like if you walked down the road and found someone who didn't even live by a body of water building a really, really big boat? You would probably think it's pretty strange for someone who doesn't live near water to build a giant boat. But that's exactly what God asked a man named Noah to do. Noah lived during a time when people had turned away from God so far that the Bible describes the whole world as corrupt and wicked. This didn't stop God from loving the world, though. Today, we're going to explore a passage that tells us God's plan to spread His kingdom through Noah and his family.
Genesis 6, verses 11 through 22. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So, make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. You and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. 2 of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that there is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them." Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
In this passage, God gave Noah a big job. The ark God asked Noah to build was much bigger than a kayak, bigger than a speedboat, than a cruise ship. Yes, that is a big boat. If I were Noah, I would feel really overwhelmed by such a big job. I might not feel like I knew where to start. But in verse 22, we learn that Noah did everything God told him to do. Later in Noah's story, God tells Noah and his family to go into the ark, and again, Noah does what God tells him to do. God then uses the ark that Noah built to protect Noah and his family from a terrible storm and gigantic flood. After the flood, God makes a covenant with Noah, and Noah and his family become God's chosen kingdom. Sometimes, God might ask us to do big things too. We may not fully understand how God is going to work everything out or what God's plan is, but we know that God's plans are good. When we feel God ask us to go, We can trust in His plans and do what God is asking us to do, whether it's as simple as getting in a boat or as difficult as building one. To end our time today, we are going to praise God through prayer. Today, we're going to pray for people who are getting ready to go on a mission trip. God, we thank you that you work through people to help spread your kingdom and your love. We want to lift up people who are preparing to go on mission trips. Whether they are traveling for 1 week or preparing to spend years doing mission work, we ask you to fill them with your love and your spirit as they go out into the world that you love. God, we also ask you to work in our own hearts and use us to spread your kingdom. Help us to know you more with our minds, love you more with our hearts, praise you more with our words, and spread your love with our actions. Amen.